This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That is the foursome here on a Football Friday, but we're going to talk a little hockey right now. And we're going to talk about the red-hot Washington Capitals with their head coach, Spencer Carberry. Caps off to a 5-1 start. Coach Carberry is brought to you by Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit CFAOrtho.com. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, guys.
Good. So I was watching your post-game locker room speech, and you were talking about 4 points in 24 hours. You don't get that often.
But tough back-to-back, especially the same opponent, gets difficult to sweep that. Usually you see a lot of times it'll be sort of the baseball doubleheader. It'll be a split in those situations. But thought we did a good job going on the road to get the win on the first night in Philly and then coming back. It wasn't a Picasso by any stretch, but we hung on and found a way to win the second night at home.
Coach, we know that you and your coaching staff and players, you're creatures of habit, you're used to a routine, but it was a little bit different on Tuesday when you face the Flyers instead of like a 7 or 7:30 puck drop because of the frozen frenzy on ESPN where every team is staggered every 15 minutes. You guys drop the puck at 6 p.m. Like, how different is that when you guys are thrown off your routine? And I know it sounds like a minor thing, but, you know, an hour and a half difference can make a pretty big difference in your planning, your prep, and all the things that go into a game.
Yeah, it essentially, the league and they do a pretty good job of when your start time is altered, it just moves everything up an hour. So normally we pregame skate in the morning on the road at 11:30, and they, you know, mandate to the home team, okay, now you have to let the visiting team skate at 10:30 instead of 11:30. So they do a pretty good job, and then everything from meals to bus times, everything just gets moved up an hour. So by the time puck drop, you're pretty much back in your routine. It is nice, the 6 o'clock games, because you end, and we ended up being back home, you know, at like 10:45, I think we got back. So you're at home by 11, as opposed to like getting home at 12, and now you're not getting to sleep till, you know, close to 1 or whatever it might be. And so that helped a little bit. And then, and just odd that the next day we're the only team playing in the league, or the only two teams playing in the league, with 32 teams playing the previous night. So that was unique with us being on TNT and one game on the slate.
Coach, what's going on with this team? I mean, you're 5-1.
They're legit. What are you saying?
I thought the offense was a work in progress. It looks like it's there.
What has happened? I mean, I know you added some pieces. I mean, it's not like you changed your system, or maybe you made some adjustments. I don't know. But 26 goals in six games. I mean, I think last year in the first six games, what was it, 12?
I think it was 12. I looked it up. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're just killing it offensively. What's up?
Yeah, we've made some changes to what we're doing systematically in the summer and tried to implement them through camp. So I think that's part of it. I think there's some guys, like you said, that came in that have helped us offensively. I think it's a combination. Then there's some guys that have finished at a high rate early in the year. Like, you look at last year, I feel like at the beginning of the year, we had a lot of guys that were just snake bitten a bit and pucks weren't going in and they're fighting it. This year, I feel like there's a lot of guys that are feeling really, really confident. And when they get in scoring situations, like they feel like this is going in the back of the net. And so you see it, McMichael on the breakaway the other night, like those, you know, we see it and we're like, great, that goes in the net. But a lot of times a goalie will make a save in that situation or we'll miss the net. Mangiapane, same thing, shorthanded breakaway, bang, back of the net. And so I think that through our lineup, Nick Dowd the other night, great shot through a screen, goes five hole on their goaltender. So I feel like we've got some guys that are feeling it early in the season, which is great, and a combination of personnel, that the moves we made in the summer, and then a little bit of systematically.
Coach, you touched on Connor McMichael there. Third straight two-point outing for him. He came close to a hat trick a couple of nights ago. Second on the team in points right now behind Stromer. Did you and the staff see a noticeable difference in him during the offseason and training camp where you're not that surprised by the uptick in his production at this point?
I'm not surprised at all. Proud new dad, I might add as well.
Oh, good. That's great.
Mikey, yeah. Yes, first time. Yeah, I'm not surprised at all. I've seen Mikey and known him since he first came into pro hockey, and he is always someone that I just feel like continues to push the envelope year after year after year after year, whether it was in the American League or now he's doing it in the NHL. And so I felt like last year being his first like full year, you know, full-time NHL player in the lineup every night. And I was pretty confident this summer with the work that he puts in and just, he's a hockey player. Like he just is a guy that when he gets on the ice, he's a competitor and he wants to score and big moments and key situations. He just seems to find a way to deliver, whether it's a goal, whether it's an assist, whether it's a great defensive play. So I'm not surprised at all. And I feel like he's the type of player, and through his career, he's just continued to get better and better and better. And he's shown it early on. He's made some phenomenal plays offensively. And then also, he's as smart and reliable without the puck of a player as we have.
Joined by Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Washington Capitals, brought to you by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. So how long has the plan of flip-flopping the goalies every other game been in the back of your brain? When was that seed kind of planted, and how did the goalies react to it when you told them this is the plan going forward? Because it seems like it's paying dividends, at least early in the season.
Yeah, I never really, like, we didn't come in and say, okay, we're going to for sure do this. I think it's just worked out that way. We came in with the plan of this, is we want to get both guys involved early in the season and not play 10 games and have one guy starting eight, one guy starting two. We knew we didn't want to do that. We wanted it to ideally be 5-5, 6-4, something like that, where both guys are, you know, heavily involved through the first stretch of the season and see where it goes from there. And I feel like that's the way it's played out, just by the way the schedule has gone, by the way that both guys have played. And so ideally, I know guys want to play, and you appreciate that about goaltenders, of wanting the net, wanting to start whatever it is, 50 games in an 82-game schedule. But for us as coaches, when both guys are playing well and they're staying involved, I think that helps our team as a whole, and it gives us a good chance to win in back-to-backs and heavy schedule with travel, keeping guys fresh. So we feel like it's a good scenario right now, and we'll keep going with that until we feel like we need to adjust the plan.
Coach Carbs, how big was that stop by Logan Thompson on the breakaway to prevent the Flyers from scoring their third goal of the second period? Because on the broadcast, they were like, they called it a goal. I was like, I didn't see the puck squirt through. Like, I mean, I saw a few of the angles, but then when they showed the overhead angle of Logan Thompson sprawled out on the ice, I didn't see the biscuit behind the line. So I was like, I don't think that's a goal. They looked at it for a minute or two. Luckily, it stopped underneath his pads, but that was a huge stop by him.
Massive save. And I thought it was in too. Like I thought it was a great move by their player there, because I thought he deked and snuck it through the five hole. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was huge save in that moment. And I said this after the game, because if you look, like, the first couple goals, not great, right? And so now all of a sudden they get some life, and the game's 4-2. And two goals that Logan would like to have back, okay? So now they've got some life. But for me, that's where LT steps up and makes some big, big saves to preserve that win, because you're going to have some adversity. You're going to have some pucks that go in or whatever. Players are going to turn a puck over and it ends up in the back of your net. Now, all of a sudden, the game is, instead of 2-0, it's 2-1. So how do you respond in those moments? How do you, okay, flip the script. This just happened. I got to move forward, and now I got to deliver a high level of play. And I felt like that's what happened with Logan, is he was able to put those two behind him and make some really big saves towards the end of the second, the one you're talking about, and then even a few more in the third period where it was touch and go there for a bit with us trying to hang on to that lead.
So, Coach, I saw some interesting comments that you made about TJ Oshie. Okay, obviously he's not playing, but you said that he's texting you all the time and that you believe he's a future coach. Like, what kind of stuff does he text you?
We just chat about random stuff of like, whether it's game-related stuff, practice stuff. It's nothing crazy. Like, I know, he's a huge part of not only like the organization, but our leadership group. And he has so much to offer and ideas and things that he sees on the ice and, things that he's experienced in his career that relate to, you know, what we're going through as a team or things that he sees and observations. And so it's just a bouncing ideas and, hey, I saw this the other night or whatever it might be. Even team, like, non-hockey related stuff, like team building stuff. He was great when we went out to Columbus, had some great ideas, ran basically the whole thing. So it's just, you know, he's a big part of our leadership group. And even though he's not playing right now, that's not going to change. And his communication with me and us being able to utilize him and his strengths of who he is, and whatever he wants to do in the hockey world, he may have no interest in coaching.
I was going to ask you, do you see him as a coach?
I definitely do. I just don't know, because a lot of times, you know, after a long career and you got some kids, it's time to be a dad and a husband at that point.
Yeah, right.
So a lot of guys, you know, with like a lesser role, and maybe that's player development or coaching. I'm not sure. I haven't really talked to him directly about what he wants to do, but he'll be involved. I would say it's a pretty safe bet that he would be involved in the game, because he has so much passion for the game and he has so much to offer, from tutelage for young players and teaching. And when you're around him, you just can feel, and when he talks about the game, he's meant to be in the game.
Right. Coach, the game here against Philly, the Frozen Frenzy game, the camera panned to you.
That was the game in Philly.
I'm sorry, it was in Philly. Yeah. The camera panned to you. I can't remember. It was
something.
Well, you had your iPad out, and you were very vocal and vibrant, and you were talking to Taylor Radish. Do you remember that discussion? Because you were really, I mean, you looked like you were really, I'm not going to say you were angry, but you were just very vocal. And I was just wondering what you were trying to tell him based on what you saw on the iPad. Do you remember that discussion?
Yeah.
What, did he do something wrong?
No. Oh, okay. Like, I will, that's just like my energy and.
You were very energetic. Yeah.
Yeah. That's just me on the bench in game. And okay. Like, sometimes I'll be a little bit more subdued depending on the situation, and I feel like, okay, a calming influence needs to come through here. Carbs, like talking to myself in some of these situations where things are amped up and you got to be a little bit more under control. But when there's teaching points or things that we need to adjust or something that's in a game, and there's valuable information for a player in that moment, like, I'm going to give that to them. And that specific situation I remember was just like a certain point in the shift where I feel like if I can communicate that to Ratty in that moment and show him visually, it's going to help him the rest of the game.
Gotcha.
So like I'll do that all the time, whether it's with an iPad or just verbally communicating.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just interested.
Yeah, and thankfully they don't have a camera the whole game.
I know. Well, because when we have you on the show each week, you're very chill. I mean, I know it's in the morning and, you know, just getting up. But you're just a totally different guy when you're behind the
camera. He looks kind of mean sometimes, to be honest with you.
I wouldn't want to be on his team.
He looks a little
mean. I wouldn't want to be on his team.
I get fired up. I love to compete, and the guys know me well enough now of, like, it comes from a place of I'm ultra, ultra, ultra competitive human being, and I love our guys and want to see them succeed and want to see them thrive and win and achieve individual accolades. So the fire comes from a good place, and sometimes
it burns hot. Sometimes it just burns hot, Coach Carbs. Yeah. You can't control it, right?
All right, well, good luck down in Tampa tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Okay, appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Yep, good talking to you. It's Coach Spencer Carberry, presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing, you. Visit CFAOrtho.com. Kind of a big game on Sunday. Bears against the Commanders.
Pretty big.
Coming up next, we will hit the Skins here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.